You think you can fit into underwear that she bought how many years ago? You think you're that same size?
Well, they're elastic.
They're not magic.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
If my voice is a little more high-pitched than normal, it's only because I'm wearing new underwear today. I'm doing it just for you.
As if any of us could see it, but thank you for the clue in.
No, the high-pitched. This is a little bit of high-pitched today.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Tight. I don't know. I don't know how it is for women, of course, but I think new underwear is the, it's almost like I'm being hugged down there. Until it stretches out, it's kind of bizarre.
It's not
a comfortable feeling when you're shaped like me.
Because which shape is that?
Round. And so it rounds a shape, Molly.
It is a
rounds
shape.
A shape. Mm-hmm. So you don't. I guess you don't feel confident taking off your clothes because then you have that Dunlop disease going on where you're just. Bodies, you know, your love handles have Dunlopped over your underwear.
Stop it. Is that really a thing? I had a friend once say, when you've got a tool like this, you got to build a shed. So that was his spin.
Okay.
On getting a little bit husky above the waistline.
I wonder
if underwear is tight, it's not fit well. I mean,
no.
I think across the board, I don't think it's a man or a woman thing. I think if you are experiencing a hug down there.
A squeeze.
Then it's time to upgrade to another size.
No.
Don't ban any size.
The sweet Wylene bought these for me and they're the same size, just a different style.
Okay.
Apparently the tight style, but they're the same size. Either that, my old ones have stretched out that much.
That's probably it.
Okay.
They've like given up on being a hugger. They're like, I just can't hug anymore. This guy has given me a run for my money. I think that you probably got those stretched. It's like jeans, you know, and have you ever noticed like, you wear jeans for a while, you're like, look at me. I think I'm losing weight. And then all you have to do is wash them and you put them back on. You're like, nope, that was just denim being very forgiving after I just whipped it into my shape. So I think underwear probably is the same thing. How sweet that your wife, one of two things. She's either very just on, you know, like, oh, this is what size you are. Beautiful. Uh-huh. Love you the way you are. Mm-hmm. Or she's shaming you into working out to fit your underwear.
All of the above.
You're like, I think it all can be true.
Yeah.
I buy Peter underwear every once in a while.
Oh, you do? Okay. I didn't realize that was a thing for you. I figured that was on his territory. Okay.
I mean, he does for himself, but like, no, like Christmas and stuff like that, where you're like, surprise, I wrapped your underwear, like that kind of stuff. I mean, but nothing crazy. Like, it's just like, here's the stuff that you say you like to wear.
Can I just ask what's his style?
Boxer briefs.
Are they tight boxer briefs or, you know, are they, they're not the big white ones, right?
They're not briefs. They're not boxers. They're the boxer briefs. So they're the ones that are that brief material, but the boxer length, but they're not pillowy or like, they're not like a bellows, like the ones that you had that one time that were caution orange. We all were just terrified about like what you had going on in your pants, leading me to take you shopping.
Yes. To go buy
new underwear.
Yeah.
And well, now the sweet Wylene is taking it on, which is fine.
She bought these a few years ago. There's the problem because I like worn out underwear, right? We'll say beat up.
Sick.
Beat up underwear. And so she bought these for me. But so I've just kind of been, they've just been sitting in the back of the drawer.
Uh-huh.
There's like 10 of them, you know? Yeah. I have like five or six of the other ones that are beat up. They're just a constant rotation. And so when I run out, I got to sometimes grab the ones in the back that are, you know, still probably have a tag on it. I'm sure they've been washed once. And then, that's kind of where I'm at right now, Molly. And super tight.
You think you can fit into underwear that she bought how many years ago? You think you're that same size?
Well, they're elastic.
They're not magic. Even elastic has its limits. I mean, if you put on small elastic band sweatpants and you are not a small, if you're a medium, let's say, you're going to feel a pinch. If you're a large, it's just not going to happen. Well, so, I mean, agree. Elastic does have its limits.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Also, why do you keep wearing the same six pairs if you've got 10 other pairs?
Because they're comfortable. And the laundry gets done.
Because you've broken their spirit.
I've broken their will and spirit.
They're like the things we have seen.
They're comfortable. I'm telling you, these feel like I'm being hugged. Then she bought me these two other that almost are like a cup. So that area is not getting hugged. It's just sitting in like a bird's nest.
Guys' bodies are so weird. So weird. Just the idea that there's something just cupping a whole intimate part of your body, and you're just you're like, yep.
Uh-huh.
Just so strange.
I'm gonna throw this out. bpscrasher@gmail.com. That's our email to reach out. And also you can leave us a message at 402-915-0962. Thanks for tuning in, creatures. Quite the weekend. My mother-in-law had back surgery, and she's at a place called Brookstone Village.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting rehab stuff done. It is nice, Molly. It is so nice. Now, remember when my mother was in a rehab facility in Vegas? It was more like a sterile, not even sterile, actually. It was more like a hospital type floor type deal. This is different. Oh, my God. Her first meal, they gave her butterflied fried shrimp.
Oh, very nice.
Huh? Okay. Living life there. Because my mother, I just remember her, she would get like cold sandwiches, you know, warm soup and warm mashed potatoes, just stuff like that. She's getting fed like crazy. And they have an ice cream machine there, a soft serve, right?
Careful. Anyone's watching the YouTube, they're like, that's not what a soft serve is. I mean, it could be.
So soft serving is for the guests and for the people there.
Okay.
And it's so, and you can just get as much as you want. So for the last couple of days, I've been living off soft serve ice cream.
You're like, if it's free, I'm eating it. Even if I don't want soft serve, I'm eating it because it's free.
What's that?
Is this in Bellevue?
It's in Millard area.
Okay.
Like 144th and L type area. Mm-hmm. Again, Brookstone Village. I just want to say shout out to those guys. That is a nice facility, especially when not all facilities are built the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have options, and sometimes to do one facility, or sometimes you have other options. But yeah, I walked in there and I'm like, I'm moving in. This is my home, Wylene. Just
like, sooner than you think. First, we got to get you out of that underwear.
Good
luck.
Do we
have triage scissors?
Good luck
with
that.
You're going to take those off today, and you are going to have that ring. You're going to have that waistband ring, and your skin is just going to, like, you're going to hear it suck in breath. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, that's kind of the gig with that. Brookstone Village. That's where you can find me. It is nice. It's super nice. And they're doing some good work, and hopefully she recovers good, but I just want to give everyone there, you know, some love.
Yeah. That's kind.
That's a different type of job that I couldn't do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, that's hard. I mean, you're not only dealing with the patients and their needs, and also you're dealing with the family's needs as well. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it makes it very convoluted and complicated sometimes. And yeah, the patience of them. And God, I just couldn't imagine changing, like giving me a sponge bath. I would like it. But I couldn't imagine doing it myself, you know. No,
that's because we do not have that. It honestly is a calling.
I mean,
people who are doing that are called to that work. I don't think you can just clock in and clock out and be like, whatever, I don't care. I mean, you have to care to do that level of care for other people. But yeah, you getting a sponge bath, that is some poor orderly's future. You got to scare that down. They got to look in the mirror after that shift and go, can I still do this? Do I still have it in me?
Okay, so we got a message from Maggie Marsh from Molly wanting to know, is this how far you go? Gracie, hit 1B for me, please. Yeah, hit it again and then pause it for me so Molly can breathe this in a little bit.
Yeah, that is really, so wow.
How would you describe what these are that Maggie sent? Is this?
So these are miniature. So it's jewelry, it's earrings, and they are miniature recreations of litter box scoops with litter box leavings in them. So you could seriously just wear on your ears those little shovels that we all cat owners to sift out the dirty bits from the clean litter. That's disgusting. It looks like it's from Blackwood, North Dakota.
Is that what it is? Okay. Yeah, I see that right there.
Yeah. I mean, unless that's North Carolina, in which case it's an N something. Maybe it's Nevada. I don't know. Maybe I'm just painting North Dakota with a brush. But wow, that's super special.
She wants to know, do you draw the line here?
I do. Thank you for allowing me to clarify how crazy cat lady I get. I collect whiskers.
Yeah.
You know what I do want to share with everyone, and sure. I don't know if you can really see it right now.
Yeah.
But my hand is healing.
What happened? I see it. Yeah. People.
Yes.
All right.
So I decided to brush my cat the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And Murray was being very accommodating until he wasn't.
Okay.
And then he clawed into me, and his claws got stuck because I haven't clipped his nails yet, so they got stuck. So I look like Wolverine. I have like all of these scratches down my knuckles.
Is that normal? She attack you like that? Like normal?
No. I mean, it's totally. And so my daughter is like, Mom, you're in an abusive relationship.
Oh, Murray.
Because I said he didn't mean it. He's just, you know, he was done with me grooming him. And she's like, Mom, don't make excuses for the cat. He hurt you. And that's not okay.
And you know what? It's good that Amara's very, what would you say it? Conscious of abusive relationships.
I mean, we could take that away. She's been very empath lately. The other day, she told me because we were at Target.
Yeah.
And we were looking at different journals and stuff like that. We were doing some craft shopping, and they had some nice affirmation stickers on clearance.
Okay.
And I was like, I gotta get these. And she's like, Mom, you don't need stickers. You are loved. I just want you to know you are loved.
I love her.
So we're standing in Target, and she just like puts both hands on my shoulders and turns to me and goes, I just want you to know you don't need stickers to make sure that you feel okay, because at home you are loved. I was like, well, that's good to know. Because I don't know if in the rest of the world that is the case.
Dan, you watched Saturday Night Live this weekend. I think that everyone in existence needs to have a Jack Black in their life. Oh, yes. My God. He was the guest. Fantastic. That guy is the funniest man.
He's so wonderful. He's just a light. He's just himself. That's the thing. How lucky to have made a career out of just being who you are, which is just, I mean, he's so funny, but he can be so naughty.
Yeah.
Like, I love when he gets that look in his eye where you're like, oh, what are you up to? Like, that is so, like, we've all seen the movie Jumanji,
The
live action.
Yeah.
Where it's got The Rock. And Kevin Hart.
That's a funny one. That's such a funny one. Yeah.
And Jack Black. And Jack Black is fantastic because it's the girl stuck in the old guy's body. And he's like, this is disgusting. Yeah. He's like, I can't even right now. And like watching Jack Black try to be a teenage girl stuck in a man's body is probably one of like my favorite, like frown upside down moments.
Oh my God. It was a funny one this weekend. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. What happened? Was something that happened live?
So during Weekend Update, Ego, she decided. So the news this week was that they are not going to have a host at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which they've historically always had a comedian, and they're not going to have one.
Okay.
So she was saying, well, what if you had me, but I just, instead of lampooning the audience, I just was mean about the food, like talking about the food. And so it was very funny. And so she was doing crowd work, pretending that she was a stand-up, and she threw it out to the Saturday Night Live audience. And somebody screamed back a curse word that, like, you can't say on television.
Okay.
And it's happening in real time. And she's like, okay, so like.
So that was what, because I was think watching it. You just
got us fired.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. I saw Bill Burr was in the audience. There was a lot of celebrities that they're in the audience for some reason. They must regularly go.
I mean, you can, I you mean, would love to, like, if it's somebody good, you'd want to go. Like if it was just some rando,
yeah,
you'd be like, I'll just see you at the party. But if it's somebody fun and, you know, I mean, and that sometimes like they'll even have them, you know, introduce the band or do whatever, like it's something kind of fun and goofy.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, if they're all friends, you know, I mean, like if you were like, hey, Molly, I'm hosting Saturday Night Live, I'll be like, I'll absolutely come by. Why wouldn't I like come by and laugh and support you for sure?
I guess I never thought of that. Okay. Yeah. I just,
they're all friends.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, you know, they've either come up in comedy clubs together or they've been working together.
I see your Nintendo Switch real quick. I know you are in the market. Did you hear the latest on that little one? Because of the Nintendo tariffs. Too. Yeah, it's the tariffs. The Nintendo came out and said there's not going to be a pre-order date. They canceled that. And they're going to wait because they may have to raise prices. It's already at $450. And so it's still meant to be released, I think, June 5th or something like that. That date hasn't changed. But they don't want to lose any money on it, right? So you're supposed to be able to pre-order this thing in like a couple days or something like that. And I know that that's your jam. You were talking about, you know, getting one of those, right? Is that right?
Oh, well, we have the Nintendo Switch.
And yeah.
I mean, my son has already been like, so Nintendo 2 is coming out. Like, let's just go ahead and we're all getting that, right? Like that's happening. We're all going to.
Yes.
And so that was before the tariff talk.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, at that point I was like, well, we'll talk about it, bud. Like, let's just wait and see. He's like, well, no, I mean, we're going to get that like that.
And
so, you know, because he does esports.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, for him, that's like basically the equivalent of like, mom, that's sports gear I need.
You know, they,
like, really, you're going to have to go out there and not play with pads.
They are telling people, advising people right now not to go out and panic buy because of this whole thing. Do not panic buy on, you know, toilet paper or anything like that. So immediately I run to Sam's Club and grab toilet paper.
You're the biggest panic buyer ever. During COVID, you were just like sitting. You were a teepee sultan.
Yes, but I was saving like, it for family is what I was.
That was the cover.
That was for family. So anyway, as I'm at Sam's Club, because I'm there damn near every other day, it feels like I ran
for lunch.
I ran into a party crasher, a supporter of the show that's been listening for 20 years, Tracy Tracy Wesley. And she walked up to me and she's, you know, very happy and that, you know, we're doing this podcast and everything like that. And she said, you know what? My husband wears mouth tape. We talked about that on Wednesday.
Yeah.
She goes, he wears mouth tape. It was funny because she says it does work because that's what I wanted to know. She said it was funny, though, because when it came in the mail, she opened up the package and she thought to herself, what is my husband into? Some bondage stuff?
Oh, my God. Yeah, because it would look like, I mean, it would have to be pretty industrial.
Yes, because I said, I know, like nipple tape or something. I can see that. Yeah, this is our conversation. But she's great. I just want to say hi to her and thank you. And it was nice meeting her at Sam's Club. Well, you'll see me there. They might as well just give me a schmuck to wear anymore. But yeah, so I just
give you a part-time gig.
Give her You're some like, love.
I can cover the food court.
Yeah.
You can pay me in hot dogs.
Hot dogs and pizza. All right, so that's some good news about, not really good news about your Nintendo Switch, but that is the
we'll
news
see.
That's out there. So
anyway, I told him we're just going to have to wait. Well, so I've got a fun little story for you.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Tinder, which neither one of us is on, but it is fun to like keep up with what's going on in the app world. They have decided to help you gamify or get better at your game. So it's called the Game Game.
How does that work?
And the idea is that you are flirting with a chatbot. And it will decide whether or not you're doing it right or you're doing it wrong.
That's scary.
So at the end of 3 minutes, it'll be like pass or yeah, let's go out on a date. So all of these scenarios are like meet cutes. So it's okay. The idea of like, oh, accidentally got your luggage at the airport or, oh, went for the same weight at the gym. And then what's your flirt game like? So like, okay, give me your best lines.
I see.
And AI's on the other side of it being like, you're being creepy or no, too pushy. You're being
creepy.
Seriously.
Don't send the D-pic so fast.
Want to F? You're like, we just grabbed the same sandwich. Like, what are you talking about? Too soon?
But how many times have you been in this? I guess that does happen. I mean, if you were like walking different, you know, like grab the same bottle of water. Isn't that in a movie, I guess? But I don't know. It could happen. I don't know.
Do you ever think, though, there are moments, though, I still remember a time when I was riding on the subway to work and made eye contact. Like, you know, you're like in your own world doing your own thing. And there was a guy across the way from me. Yeah. And I still remember that. Like, I still think about. And that was back when, like, you could, like, put something in the paper and being like, hey, Misconnections. Don't you remember Misconnections?
I do Misconnections. And I know what you're saying. I think everybody's been in that situation, like getting in an elevator going, oh my God, this is the one. But you don't say anything. But in the back of your head, you immediately go, and it's a cop out saying, if it was meant to be, it was meant to be. We'll meet each other again. And you never see that person again. So that happened to you in a subway. That's crazy. All right.
And I still think about this. I mean, it's like gajillions years later. I'm happily married, but I still think about.
You still think about that stranger, how he could have taken you.
I still think about like that stranger where I was like, I wonder if that was a person. Like, you know, because there's the movie like Sliding Doors and just the idea that, I mean, I truly do believe like everyone's like, there's the one. It's like, I think this world's so big that there are, you know, you hear about people where they've loved someone that was the love of their life. And then, you know, something happens and they move on and they find someone else. I think there could be more than one.
I'll tell you what, I have a couple friends that are married, were together, right? Through college. They were obviously together, you know, the one, whatever. And then they moved on with their lives, started different families, right? And then after those children grew up, they separated and then somehow they gravitated all the way back to together. I know several situations like that, actually. People don't give up. I know a friend who went to, they were in school together, like kindergarten type school, right? And the little boy told everyone that he's going to marry her. And then they end up getting married. Look at that.
That's so love. Sweet.
I know, it's kind of crazy, but all right. So
the idea is that, you know, there are those moments in life where you have a moment with someone, a stranger or what have you. I just think it's wild that Tinder is now finding a way in which to make it an AI sponsored game. So one of the journalists that was covering this is like, I got broken up 3 times by AI, like, because 3 bad out of the game. 5 times they played, they were like, start back to the drawing board, like those were terrible pickup lines or that was a horrible exchange, you can be better next time.
How
I just want to play it because I just wonder if I still have game. I mean, there's a part of me where I just want to play the game. I don't want to go on Tinder to like meet anybody, but it's kind of nice to know if you still got it.
You're right. I don't even know if I have game either. I'm what you call clueless. I wouldn't be able to tell if someone thinks I'm hitting on him, I'm not. I'm just being me. But I would never be able to tell if anyone was hitting on me for some reason. I'm just face blind at that point, I think. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because
you've been out of it for so long. I mean, this is the thing. You and I are both like Peter, I am happily married. I mean, we just celebrated our 18th wedding anniversary. Yeah. Like, I am not looking
for
anything.
Yeah. And you're still thinking about the guy on the subway.
No, when I read this article, it made me like, I was like, did I ever have any? And I was like, God, that's right. There was that guy on the subway.
Yeah.
And it was just so crazy because I was just thinking, because, you know, you think about those meet cute moments.
Yeah.
Doors open, doors close, what have you.
Yeah. So
I just feel bad for the person who reaches for the same sandwich as you.
Oh, hey.
You're like, let it go. I'm starving. Exactly. AI's like, okay, you got to get out of your own way on this one, bud.
Yeah. All right. So we want to do the end of the whole March Madness is over tonight,
yes,
actually, right?
Tonight.
It's Florida versus Houston. And so I like to do a little chick pick with Molly. And so, I will gamble on whatever you pick. But Molly picks by mascot.
I do.
You pick by mascot. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the Florida mascots are Albert and Alberta Gators. So it's the Florida Gators. They're Gators. They're a couple.
They're adorable.
And then Houston is Shasta the Cougar.
I got to go with the Gator couple.
The Gator couple?
Yeah, the Gator couple is just adorable. I got to go with the Gators. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Gator, right this way. Your table's ready. You know how we met? We met on a subway. And then I put a miscommunication out there, and there you go.
Oh, boy. Florida,
thank goodness my Tinder game was on point.
All right.
Well, don't you think Florida over Houston? I was bummed that Houston beat Duke, so I'm also sour grapes about that.
I am too, actually.
I had Duke going all the way.
I had Duke going all the way in my mind against Florida. And yeah, and when I saw that go down, I was bummed out as well. All right, so Florida it is. So 1-800-BETS-OFF. I'm just going to say that to myself. As I put everything down right on it. Okay. All right. And also another study that came out over the weekend. Women may hear better than men.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Hey, it's a study.
I think it would be more precise to say women listen more than men. That's the difference. I think guys hear you. Oh, babe, I hear you.
Yes.
Do you? But are you listening? You're like, no.
It says it.
Because there's active listening and then there's hearing someone.
Yeah.
I can hear the dog barking down the block all day long. But am I listening to the struggle of the dog barking down the block? No, I'm not. I'm just hearing it. It's just noise in the background. And that's what a lot of women feel like.
I think so. They
like dogs barking into the wind. We're talking to our men.
Totally explains everything. If you ever wonder, it's official.
I was so waiting for science to weigh in on that. I had done enough evidence research on my own in my life with my husband and other males.
I listen well. I think my thing is remembering well. We all know why.
You're like, it's hard once you hit blackout stage. Stuff just all gets muddled together.
So anyway,
well, I hear you.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying, listening, taking it in, and I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
That's hysterical, yeah.
I would love it. I would love to know if the research committee was comprised of men. They're like, guess what, guys? This just in, women hear better than men. And all the women at the table are like, oh my God, I told Jerry this idea 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And not only is he finally like, is it sinking in, but now he's claiming credit for it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I laughed out loud when I saw that. And I looked at Wylene and I was going to run by a little one-liner joke to her, but I was like, I better not. I better just leave that one lay.
Yeah, she's just looking at you like, say it. You're so funny.
Hey, a complete unknown. Have you seen it?
Unknown, not yet.
That's the Bob Dylan with Timothy Chalamet. Molly, it is so incredibly good.
That's what everybody says.
It's so good.
My question is this.
Yeah.
Do I have to like Bob Dylan to like it?
No.
I don't like Bob Dylan. I'm just not the biggest Bob Dylan fan. It's not that I like Bob Dylan, but do I like him enough to watch 2.5 hours about his life? That's
well, it's in the beginning of it all. It's not. It doesn't go far back into it where maybe you were irritated by Bob Dylan, but it is really good. I was surprised, actually. I stayed up all night for it. Not all night for it, but I didn't fall asleep during it. So Timothy Chalamet,
like the hugest thumbs up anybody can give in this world. I watched it in one go.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
Tell me more.
Wow. All right. So you were really committed. You're like, I didn't fall asleep and have to restart it. Not once.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, all right.
It is interesting how folk music was a thing like it was back then.
Yeah.
And how you can see how it fades away. I mean, there's still folk music out there. Who's singing folk music? I don't know, somewhere in Appalachian Mountain somewhere, I guess. I don't know, but
no, I think that there's like there's, I think like Noah Kahan, I mean, that's of that same kind of like where it's very folksy. He's a singer-songwriter, you know, folksy, and it's of that.
Well, folksy in the beginning, and you'll see it in the movie, wasn't a band. It was just a guitar and then, you know, singing.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of when you'll watch A Complete Unknown, you'll see how, what's his name again?
Wow. Who's hearing and listening now? You're like, I didn't even listen to myself. What? Huh?
What? That's when Bob Dylan changed the sound and brought in the electrics and all that stuff. And of course, mm-hmm. there was nobody in the folk land. I mean, they were pretty upset at the folk festival.
Somebody who wrote this movie is going to come across this podcast and be like, this guy is the worst.
Worst reviewer.
You're like, I don't even think he watched the movie. Yeah,
exactly.
You're like, I did not
God.
Watch it sober, though. So yeah. There is that.
Absolutely. All right, people, thanks for listening. You want to reach out to us about anything, bpscrasher@gmail.com. You're leaving this message. You can do it at 402-915-0962. And, of course, you have any people in your life that don't know how to get on a podcast or, help them out. Do some solid friendship there or family, and including the YouTube as well. I love the YouTube. I love it all, actually, but YouTube's fun. There's also in the morning on your way in, this will be ready for you, of course, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But you can always just tune into Alexa as well if you're getting ready and putting your face on or whatever you're doing. Just tell Alexa to play the Big Party Show podcast. That's
some
it.
Some guys listening and going, well, I guess I am putting my face on while I'm listening to Alexa. Well, you're putting your face on. You're like, I don't want anyone to know that I'm a cyborg. Like, wow, that took a dark turn.
All right, we're gonna get out of here. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Make sure you share this all on your socials. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.